Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You asked a question in the pre-show that I think is, I think there's so many of them to choose from, but I do think it's fair to ask, where does this rank? What the Guardians are doing right now and the Cleveland sports story, the litany of all the great stories. The first one I thought of was the 2023 Browns, where once they got through DTR, I thought, well, it'd be nice for the Texans to have another top 15 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Flacco comes on the scene, goes 4-1, and we know how the postseason went, but from the regular side of things, like getting 11 wins with that team, with Joe Flacco, right, who was the right guy at the right moment, that was the first thing I thought of, just as like very comparable kind of situations.
Yeah, I think that one, there was the Brown season of dreams where Derek Anderson came out of nowhere, Braylon Edwards, Kellen Winslow all came together at the right time. Baker leading them. Can we talk about Baker? Is that okay?
Well, there's going to be at least somebody shouting at you, why are you talking about Baker?
All right.
It might just be somebody from the morning show.
Okay. So Baker leading them to the playoffs, mm-hmm, that comes to mind as well. You know, when you think back to recent history in Cleveland sports, obviously it's going to be really, really difficult for anything that happens either to the Guardians or the Browns to top the Cavs winning a championship,
yeah,
and all of the stories that are attached to that. You've got the LeBron angle with that, right? You've got breaking the sports drought. You've got coming back from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals to that historic Golden State Warriors team. So much of what makes a great story is the other stories involved with that and the other layers to it. And it's just going to be really difficult because there were so many attached to that Cavs championship. But I do think people have to recognize just how special it is what the Guardians are doing, and how much we're going to be talking about this for years to come and maybe decades to come.
So, like, I put, obviously, Cavs title, that whole four-year sequence, that's just on a different level.
Yes.
And then right below that is the 2020 playoff win with Baker,
mm-hmm,
because it was a great regular season, and then beating Pittsburgh in the first round. You couldn't, and I think sometimes it's easy to forget how close you were to beating Kansas City and
right,
how close that felt. And then I would also put the Guardians World Series runs right under there.
Yeah, because
those
still
are postseason successes.
And the other thing is, you still remember it didn't lead to a win.
Yep.
It didn't lead to a World Series, but you still remember Rajai Davis's home run.
Yep.
And you remember all the reaction and what you were doing at that time and how that made you feel. That still goes down in Guardians lore, even though it didn't lead to a championship. So even if the Guardians, you know, don't finish this off and go on to win the World Series, it doesn't diminish what they've done here during this run.
Well, and I think so. What I love about where they are, right? Biggest comeback in the history.
History.
It even saying it is like you feel like an idiot saying it because it's so unbelievable that you've done it. You can only build on it from here. Like, there's nothing that can happen in the playoffs that tarnishes this. If you go 1-done in the playoffs, if you get bounced down the wild card round, we'll say, Well, yeah. Look what you had to do to get back in this
thing.
Out of gas. But even if you make it to the divisional round then, and then they went and won that first round series, likely against Detroit. To me, like, that's when it joins those first three stories we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's that first run with the Cavs when they were in the play-in before they traded for Donovan.
Okay.
Now it's the 04 team. They ended up at 80-82. But I think people forget that summer, it was that first run with Hafner. I don't know if Grady was up yet. It was Hafner and CeCe, and you started to see the makings of what would become the 07 team. And in August, they were in a pennant fight with the Twins. Now, it ended up falling apart. They didn't end up making the playoffs that year, and they ended up a 500 team.
Mm-hmm.
But up until the third week of August, it was you and the Twins, and there were a couple series with Minnesota here at the park that were electric. That's like, that to me is like where we are, of just a great regular season story that no one saw coming. I mean, remember, we're coming off 02, coming off 03. You were not expecting to compete that year. The next year, by the way, you won 93 games when everybody kind of expected it.
Right.
But this was just, it was a moment in time. I think it was like a 2-month stretch with that 04 team. And that was the first moment where you saw, we're not going to suck forever. And I do think, I think this one is so much more unique than that, though, because you finished, I think you're going to finish the story, whereas that team couldn't.
Yeah.
And with this, you were talking about all the little stories.
My gosh.
To be able to survive, it's not enough that you lost Class A.
Right.
You were going to trade Class A. It wasn't fated you were going to trade Kwan. It wasn't fated you were going to trade anybody else. It was going to happen for Class A. So not only organizationally did you not have, we lost him and then Cade Smith came in. No. You also lost out on a jackpot payday that was going to help you replenish for that next run. And by the way,
or help you in this run.
Exactly. Some of those guys could be on this roster right now. And that was after you lost Luis Ortiz, who, when he got suspended, was your best starting pitcher. And so, it's so interesting because I really do think you could just have a 30-for-30 on this season for the Guardians. And I wouldn't want to watch it this offseason. But eventually, the story of this team and what they've overcome, the 10-plus game losing streak, the this, that, the other, the obscene peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
We said this yesterday. I don't ever remember. This is hard to do in baseball because there are so many different ways seasons can go. I don't ever remember a season that followed this script and ended in a way that you could say was really compelling in the stretch run. And by the way, it also is going to end right here in Cleveland for the final six games of the season.
The crazy thing about it, Nick, is that if a lot of these things didn't happen before in the lead up to this, it just doesn't feel as special. It doesn't feel like there's as much magnitude attached to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's all of the things that they've overcome. It's all of the questions about ownership and what they didn't do coming off the run last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. and with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
They were looked at as underdogs, and they were looked at in some degree as underachievers for half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then overcoming that, overcoming the Tigers' brilliant start in the first half of the season, overcoming the losses that they had. And it just speaks to, it speaks to Stephen Vogt and his ability as a manager to keep it all together. It speaks to the leadership in that clubhouse from the player side of things. And it also speaks to the depth of this organization that they can have such significant losses and they can still have other guys that are ready to step up and fill bigger roles.
There is no part of this team, defense, offense, I'll even say Hosey, who had one or two stretches where it wasn't very good, the starting rotation, the bullpen. There's no part of this team that for more than half of this season played like elite baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The rotation has had probably the last 20 games, right? They, and honestly, in the second half, they've been really, really good. It's not a full 80 games because there were some stretches in there where you couldn't buy a good start from Sassoni or Gavin Williams. Same thing with the bullpen. Like the most, I think the bullpen might be the best thing this season that you've had. And I think they've been the best version of themselves for probably about 45% of the season. The defense
right.
was a F minus for the first half of the season. The offense has pretty much just been an F minus outside of like 1 month. I think it was like June or something like that. I can't remember when it happened. No, it was July.
I mean, how many conversations have there been on this station about is anybody going to help Jose Ramirez on the offense?
Yep.
What are they going to do in right field? What are they going to do in center field? Can they find a power bat at one of the corner outfield spots? I mean, think about all those conversations. And they were real conversations, and they were worthy conversations, too, because that was something that the Guardians were trying to figure out. That was something that they were trying to navigate. And as you said, for them to piece it together and have some of these guys step forward. And that's one of the things that I like about this run recently, including last night's win against Detroit. It didn't have to all be Jose.
Yeah. Yep.
There were different guys that stepped up in different moments. Kwan with the bunt to put the pressure on the Tigers to begin with, right? Then you had Schneeman come up in a big spot against, you know, the Tigers' biggest trade acquisition in Finnegan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was big time. It wasn't Jose Ramirez carried their offense.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, other guys stepped up throughout the course of that win against the Tigers. And that to me was so impressive.
216-474-0092. Where does this, what the Guardians are doing right now, rank in the pantheon of Cleveland sports stories? Kevin in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Gentlemen, how we doing? I wanted to bring up two things. One, there's no way that I was alone in thinking that the season was over when Class A got in trouble for gambling, right?
No. There was a fair amount of people that gave up at that exact moment.
And now here we are thinking that, I mean, not thinking, we do have a chance to go ahead and, you know, write our ticket to postseason and possibly, you know, I mean, this is the best time to get hot, you know? So I don't want to say the big W word, but it might happen. Who knows? But
yeah. Go ahead.
I wanted to bring up, obviously, the comeback that we're having right now is awesome, but can we talk about the choke job that the Tigers are doing as well?
Yeah, I don't think any historical comeback can be discussed. Like, I don't think you can tell the story of that without talking about the other side.
Yeah.
Right? If you talk about the Cavs rallying from 3-1 against the Golden State Warriors to win the championship, yes, the Cavs played a huge role in that, but Golden State's unraveling also played a role in that. And it's the same thing when it comes to the Tigers.
I'd also say this. What's sweet about this is your success isn't solely because they collapsed.
No.
They didn't come down to meet you. You came up to meet them as they were free-falling, because even when you won last night, even if that wasn't for the division, you would have just gained another spot in the wild card. And I think that's where I think sometimes we're like, okay, did we take it or did they just give it to us? No. This is the rare case where the Guardians have come up and they are 13 games above 500 now, 14 games above 500, while the Tigers have free fallen.
Yeah.
So you get, you kind of get the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You get, oh, we've succeeded and you've also failed and you happen to be our biggest rival.
Yeah. It's not like they won the division at 80-82 if they go on to win the division.
Yeah. What we call that, the NFC South championship of like, oh, you're 8-9. By all means, you do get a first round bye. JK, LOL. That's
somebody has to make it.
Yeah. Listen, guys. One of you just put it together for 5 minutes because we need a playoff team to represent you. That's not what this is. Where does this rank in Cleveland sports stories? 216-474-0092. We've got quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.